Pada kamalan si Guru Bahirisnawansa Sri Lupan Sadrjatan Sahagana Raghunathantam Vamsajivam Sattaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Sri Visakhamitam Namam Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvati Sinhami Srivasham Hanavi Devi Daitaya Kupabhai Krishna Sammandha Vijyanam Vāṇīne Prabhave Namaha Madhusya Ujjana Pramādhyā Sīrupāniva Bhakti Sikaura Karna Shakti Vigrahaya Namastute Namaste Gauravani Srimatsai Dhinatari Rupadunga Virabhyapam Siddhanta Dhantahari Sankara Dabananayoka Pranaya Karinya Dhana Dhanatyam Sattakya Kalyana Gunarna Vakya Mande Durashi Sarnara Vindam Mahaprabhu Kirtanikavita Bhavitramajjanmanasorasena Ravanchatam pasne Karangabhajane Vaishnav चतुर्विधाश्री भगवत् प्रसाद सर्वान्न कीर्तन हरि भक्त संघान सत्तैव कीर्तिं भजतो सदैव वन्दे गुरस्य शरणारविन्दम् वन्दे गुरस्य शरणारविन्दम् वन्दे गुरस्य शरणारविन्दम् श्रीराधिका माधवेन पार माधुर्यलीलाघ्नरूपनाम्नाम् प्रतिक्षणसादनलुपस्यन्धेगुरक्षीकरणार्विन्दम् वन्दे गुरक्षीकरणार्विन्दम् मुकुन्दगुणारतिकेलिसिद्धै राजादिभिः दुःखीरपेक्षण्या अत्रापि दासप्रतिवल्लभस्य वन्दे गुरस्य शरणारविन्दम् सत्साधरित्वेन समस्तशास्त्री वित्तस्तथाभासतेव सहि किन्तु प्रभो जाप्रियैव तस्य वन्दे गुरक्षीकरणार्विन्दम् वन्दे गुरक्षीकरणार्विन्दम् यस्य प्रसादात् भगवत्प्रसाद यस्य प्रसादात् न गति जयं शुभं तस्य यशस्त्रीसंलं वन्दे गुरस्य शरणारविन्दम् वन्दे गुरस्य शरणारविन्दम् वन्दे गुरस्य शरणारविन्दम् संसारदाबालोकसनाधनाधनत्यम् सप्तशतन्यानगुणान्नवश्य गोवर्धन पादप करे कालिंदी बने सर्वतो ब्रजपुरे महाबुर्बलम बंदरूपनातन जीव गोपाल बंदरूपनातन जीव गोपाल वंदे रूप सनातन जीव गोपाल भगवती कृष्ण प्रभो निपारण शिवासदे प्रभो निपानन्दे प्रभो हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम हरे राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम हरे राम 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 हरे हरे
हरे कृष्ण हरे कृष्ण Thank you.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Hare Rama,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama,
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna
Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama Rama Rama
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. अनंत कोटि वैष्णव इंद्र की जाए, रामाचार्य शील हरिया ठाकुर की जाए, प्रेम से कहो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री गदाधर सुभाषादि भूल भक्त बिंद की जाए, श्री राधा कृष्ण गो गोपीनाथ श्यामचंद राधा चंद देवधन की जाए, वृंदावन धाम की जाए, नवद्वीप धाम की जाए, सांविका भक्त बिंद की जाए। All glory to the Asimul devotee. All glory to the Asimul devotee. All glory to the Asimul devotee. Thank you. Jato Atmarati Devaksha Atma Trista Samanaha Atman Nivata Santushta Sasva Tajan Naridrati. Now, so far, Yajna offering sacrifice for the satisfaction of the Supreme God, as we are discussing for the last 2 days. Now, here, Lord Sri Krishna says that for a person who is already situated in the spiritual platform and is satisfied with his own self, he hasn't got to do anything. He has surpassed that stage of offering sacrifice, worship, prayer, service. One who is situated in self-satisfied state. Just like Sukadeva Goswami. He was, as the other day, we were narrating the story of Sukadeva Goswami, He was passing on naked. 16 years old boy, young boy. And very nice feature of the body. Peaceful. And he was passing naked. And the girls who are taking bath naked on the river, they saw that innocent person. So they did not cover their body. But when the father was passing, such a learned sage, old man, that day, who is the author of all Vedic literature, is not an ordinary man. But because he was a worldly man, a householder, the girls, after seeing him, covered their bodies. That story the other day he has narrated before you. So the stage of Sukadeva Goswami is Atmarasi, self-satisfied, doesn't care for anything in the world, he's aloof from the world. We should not imitate Sukadeva Goswami and become naked. Simply because there are many so-called mendicants in India. Loitering in the street naked, and sometimes they are arrested by the police. The imitation is not required. Imitation is not required. But there is a stage like that. Just like a madman. Sometimes a madman, he also, wanders street naked. So he also is compacting some thought. But he is a madman. But similarly, a person who is completely compact in Krishna thought, Krishna consciousness, he is also a madman according to the calculation of this world. I think there is a line in Shakespeare's literature. The lunatic, mad, and the poet or something like that, all compact in thought. So, a madman, an atmarati person, self-satisfied man, outwardly you will find there is no difference, but inwardly, there is not difference. There is a story of Jarbharat. Jarbharat, a Brahmin boy whose name was Jarbharat. He was formerly the emperor of this world. His name was Maharaj Bharat. And by his name, now India is called Bharatvarsha. Formerly, this whole planet was named as Bharatvarsha. Before that, this planet was named as Ilavati Varsha. Long, long years. Millions of years before. That Jarbharat, he also lived Atmarasi, self-satisfied. In the beginning of his spiritual life, he left this world very young age, when he was only 25 years old. He left his wife, children, and kingdom. It's not so. An emperor with beautiful young wife, small children, and palace, he left everything. There are many instances like that. Raghunath Das Goswami, about whom we pray daily, Vande Rupa Sanatana Radhi Jugo, Sri Jiva Gopalako. This Raghunath Das Goswami, he was also a young man and a very rich man's son. At that time, 500 years before, he his father's income was, ₹10 million of rupees. So there are many instances in India we have found. But this Bhajarbhat, he left his kingdom and family and everything and went for spiritual realization, self-realization. Unfortunately, he was again in affection with a stuff of fear and he got next life. I think I have already narrated this story. While he died, he was thinking of that dear cup and became a dear. Jangjanga bapu smaran loke tadatsam de kalevaro. That is the age and the technique of death. At the time of death, whatever you are thinking, that means you are preparing your next life like that. Therefore the whole life shall be so processed that at the same time, at the end of our life, we can at least think of Krishna. Then, pure and certain, we go back to Krishna. This practice has to be done. Because, unless you practice while you are strong and stout, and our consciousness is right, thinking, so instead of wasting time in so many things for sense gratification, if we go on concentrating on Krishna consciousness, that means we are making a solution of all the miseries of our material existence. That is the process, Krishna consciousness. Always thinking of Krishna. Therefore Krishna comes and he presents himself just like ordinary man asking, why? Just like here in the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna is present in the battlefield of Kurukshetra. Oh, he had no necessity of presenting himself in the battlefield of Kurukshetra. But it is for us, because we are very much anxious to know where battle is going on, where fighting is going on, where detective is working, where murder is committed, all these literatures attract us very much. Stories and literatures, all these things, they attract very much. In a book shop you go, if you ask them, supply me one copy of Bhagavad Gita, he'll have to find out, but if you ask a bookseller, give me some novels, oh, he'll present so many things. Because our inclination is like that. We are always anxious to learn this mundane affair. We have no taste for spiritual attainment. That taste we have lost. That is the stage of our present existence, forgetfulness. We do not know how our taste should be created, how our taste should be converted from material to spiritual. That we do not know. Therefore, Lord is so kind, Krishna, that he creates a battlefield for you so that he may be anxious to know who is fighting his own, who is fighting. Because we are anxious to know, we are all very much anxious to learn stories. So all these Puranas, just this morning we are discussing, all these, Sri Siddhra Vijabandhunam Trayuna Siti Gochara, that day is so kind that he could understand that the next generation before, 5,000 years before, when he was thinking, we should always know that great thinkers, great, I am to say, sages, we see, they are sitting in the secluded place, in a forest, not idly. They are always thinking how people should be benefited. how people should be benefited. Lokanam hitakarinam, just like we sing daily about the Goswami. Nana sastra vicharanaika nipunau, saddharma sanasthapako, lokanam hitakarinam, trihuvane mannau saranyatanau. Radha Krishna Padarinda Bhajanandade Namatvalikam Vande Rupa Sanatana Rasijitam Sri Jiva Gopalakam.
Now just see, these gentlemen, there are some of them were big jamindar, some of them were learned scholars, some of them were ministers in the government service, but they left everything. And at Vrindavan, they sat down, nana sastra vicharanam naika nipunau. No, they are trying now making research by researching all kinds of Vedic literature, how things should be presented to the people of this age so that they can get up the matter very seriously and easily and they can make progress. That was their reason. Not that they left home, become easy going, and take prasadam and go on sleeping.
No, no.
They had no time to sleep. They're always thinking. Lokanam hitakarinam. How people should be benefited. As much as the Lord is very much anxious for our benefit, similarly, the devotees of the Lord, they are equally anxious for the benefit of the public. So, Lord Sri Krishna, he created. Now this Mahabharata, we have heard the name of Mahabharata. It is a history of the fighting between two parties, Guru Pandava. So this Mahabharata was especially made, I mean this story, just like expert writer, they will pick up some historical facts and put it into fiction, so to create more interest. In Bengal, there is a famous writer who is compared with Scott of England. So, Bankim Chandra Chatterjee. All his novels are picked up from some historical facts. Historical facts. That makes the fiction very interesting. Similarly, Mahabharata, this is a history of fighting between two parts. And that was written especially Sri Shuddha Vijabandhuna Traina Sruti Gochara. We are just discussing this sloka this morning. Sri Shuddha Vijabandhuna. Sri means woman class. Woman and Shudra and Vijabandhuna. Sudra means ordinary people, not intelligent class, ordinary people. Sudra and Vijabandhu. Vijabandhu means born in higher caste family, but their qualification is me. Such person. Formally, according to Varnashram Dharma, it is not that because I am a Brahmin son, therefore I am a Brahmin. Just the practice is going on now in India. Caste system. Oh, that was not the system. The system was different. So, this Mahabharata was written for such persons who are claiming to be a Brahmin because he is born in the Brahmin family. But according to Shastra scripture, such persons are not called Brahmin. They are called Vijabandhu, a friend of a Brahmin. So just like I am son of a high court judge. So that does not mean I am also high court judge. I must be qualified to become a high court judge. But if I go up, that because my father is high court judge, therefore I am also high court judge. So these things are going on now in India. Because his forefather was a Brahmin, or his father was a Brahmin, and although he has no qualification of a Brahmin, he also claims to be a Brahmin. But the scripture, the Vedic scripture, that does not allow. They will call, no, you are not a Brahmin, you are Brahmin's son, that's all. You can admit so far. That is so. I'm admitting you that you are a son of a Brahmin, but you cannot admit you are a Brahmin. That is quite reasonable. So, the Mahabharata was written for such persons who are son of a Brahmin, but actually by qualification he is less than Shudra. So, Mahabharata was written for that. And in the middle of Mahabharata, Bhishma Parva, this Bhagavad Gita is inserted. Practically in the battlefield of Mahabharata, this Bhagavad Gita was spoken, and it is in the surprise, in those days, television was in the heart. Television. The battlefield of Kurukshetra was television, and in the heart of Sanjay, Dhritarashtra, the father of one party, Duryodhana, and his secretary, Sanjay, was sitting in the room, and they were discussing what happened after this, just like you get television or radio message in a football ground, what is going on, by sound and picture. So the same thing was being reflected in his heart, and he was in the room, he was explaining the activities of the battlefield. This is the story, like that. Sanjay Uvasa, Dhritarashtra Uvasa, the beginning, he, Dhanakshetri Purushetri Samudhita Adilu Sava, Mamaka Pandavasta Yvaktumatu Udvata Sanjaya. Now the old king and his secretary was sitting in a room, and the first question was, well, Sanjaya, what happened again? This and that, and he was sitting like that. And that was a challenge. Anyway, now this Bhagavad Gita was written, was spoken to a family man, Arjuna, military man, and the whole Mahabharata is meant for Sri Sukadeva Vidyavanda, less qualified men. Just see, in those days, less qualified men were meant for understanding Bhagavad Gita in half an hour. Just imagine what class of less intelligent persons were at that time. The same Bhagavad Gita, now scholars like Dr. Radhakrishna and others, so many big scholars just scrutinize this study, it seems they cannot understand. But this Bhagavad Gita was meant for the less intelligent class of men of that time. Just you can imagine what class of less intelligent class and women were there. It is specially written, you will see. Sri Sudra Vijabandana Trahina Sri Gotra. Because woman class and less intelligent class and these unworthy sons of the Brahmins and Kshatriyas, they will not be able to understand the original Vedic literature. Therefore, it has been presented in a story form with historical facts so that they can understand. That was the origin. The Bhagavad Gita is a not very high class Vedic literature. It is just the entrance ABCD of Vedic literature. ABCD is entrance. Just like matriculation examination, school leaving examination, then you enter into college and then get your become a graduate. And then postgraduate, the Bhagavad Gita is just entrance for, entrance examination for spiritual education. It is not very, it is written for the common man. Common man. Common man, householder, less intelligent man, woman class, like that. And originally the baby is one. Jajut Veda. And because it was very difficult to understand, Veda was spoken by God himself to Brahma. So seeing, forcing the condition of the present age, that day divided four Vedas, one Veda into four. The original Veda is Yajur Veda. Then he divided into Sama, Yajur, Rig, Atharva. Then again, the basic literatures are explained in Purana, 18 Puranas. Then Mahabharata. Then again, he summarized all the Vedic knowledge into Vedanta Sutra. Vedanta Sutra. Summarized. Then again, the Vedanta Sutra is explained by Srimad Bhagavatam. These are the all Vedic literature. When you read this book in the preliminary, those who have got books will find all these descriptions. So, Krishna, for understanding it, of the common people, the highest truth of Vedic literature, the highest truth of Vedic literature is Krishna. And nothing else. It's fine. In the Bhagavad Gita, the Lord says, Veda is the sarvai aham eva Veda. The whole purpose of Veda is to understand me. That. If one has understood Krishna, then he has understood all Vedic literature. He has nothing to understand anymore. He has passed all existence. Veda is the sarvai aham eva vidyam. Vedanta krit veda videma chaham. And the Lord says that I am the writer of Vedanta because Vyasadeva is an incarnation of Krishna for writing this literature. His name is Krishna Daitayana Vyas. Therefore, as incarnation of that, Krishna wrote all these Vedic literature. So, Vedanta Krit and Veda Videma Chaham, and if anyone understands Veda, then it is I only who understands Veda. Therefore, if we understand Krishna, then we understand everything. We understand Veda. Jasmin vijjate sabameva vijjatam bhavanti. If anyone understands one, just like in arithmetic, if you understand 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, then you understand everything. Because in arithmetic or mathematics, there is nothing than these 9 figures. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, make it a multiplication. Subtraction or division or whatever process you have, there is nothing but 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 8. Similarly, if you understand Krishna, then you understand the whole Jiva. And for understanding Krishna, here is the last text spoken by Krishna himself about himself. If I, what I am, if you can go on thinking, the Swamiji said, like that, the other day, Paul was speaking, that somebody has informed that I have got 15 children. Now, I do not know how one can understand that I have got 15 children. I never told in this meeting, but he told me that somebody told me I have got 15. But this is misunderstanding. If I say, he asked me, Swamiji, how many children you have got? I told him I have got at home three boys and two girls. And he told me that I understood that you have a 50. So that means, anyway, if you want to know about me, then you must know from me. That is authentic. That is authentic. Or from a confidential person who is in confidence of me. Similarly, if you want to know Krishna, then here is Bhagavad Gita, spoken by Krishna himself. You just try to understand and you learn Krishna. Or you learn confirmation. Suppose if you cannot understand Krishna by reading Bhagavad Gita, but hearing Bhagavad Gita, then you know that Bhagavad Gita was spoken to Arjuna. And Arjuna has admitted about his understanding in the 10th chapter. So just try to understand Arjuna. How you understand? Either you understand Krishna directly, or you understand through the authority who has spoken directly by the Lord. So there is no difficulty to understand Krishna. And if you understand Krishna, your life is perfectly ordered. When you get your life and the complete perfection of your life, that is the whole literature. So, here the Lord says, just to Atmarati Evasya, Atmarati, one whose focus of life is simply for self-understanding. Atmarati. Sure. Atma Triptasya Manava. He is simply satisfied with his self-understanding, that I am pure consciousness. My relation with Krishna is such and such. My relation with this world is temporary. My real relation with Krishna. This Krishna is permanent, and I am permanent. I am his part and parcel, this simple thing. So, one who has understood these things nicely, and he is satisfied in himself, just like Sukadeva Goswami, he didn't care for anything. Who is naked dancing or naked bathing? No, he has no care, he is going home, and he is finished. Just so, Atmanitayavashyat Atmatriptasamanava Atmanyeva Santushta. He is satisfied in himself and with Krishna. Kastapajamadi. He has nothing to do. He is free. Now, if you are not in that state, then you have to perform sacrifice as recommended in the Bhagavad Gita. Yajna-arthi-karmanna-sru-payam-kamma. You have to work in such a way that your work will be purified gradually and you come to this stage of atmarati. But if you from the very beginning you are satisfied with yourself, understand, then you have nothing to do. You have nothing to do. Just like Aradhita Jadihari Stabasata Tatkin, Naradhita Jadihari Stabasata Tatkin, Antad Bahi Jadihari Stabasata Tatkin, Nantad Bahi Jadihari Stabasata Tatkin. Stabasata Tatkin. What is the use of this nonsense penance and meditation? What is the use? There is no more use. For whom? Aradhita Jadi Hari. Hari means the Supreme Personality of God. If his relationship is completely understood and one is engaged in him, then for him all these penances, meditation and jnana yoga, all is lost. Here when nonsense means he has no requisition for all these things. He has come to the highest place. Aradhita Jadi Hari. And Narayanapati Hari, and after performing all these penances and jhana, yoga, meditation, ultimately when there is no understanding of Krishna, then whole thing is gone. Tapasata takkin. He means, what is this use of all this nonsense? If you have not understood the real thing. See, if you have understood the real thing, then also these things are nonsense. And if you have not understood the real thing, then these things are also nonsense. So there are two things. But that is the ultimate. But one has to come to that very point. Understanding of Krishna Atma Ruchi. That he is Paramatma, he is the Supreme Soul, and I am Atma, I am individual soul, I am part and parcel of Krishna. That relationship is eternal, and that is congenial, and that is my real happiness. We have forgotten that. We have, by chance, fallen into this material contamination. And we have made our relationship with so many material things, so that we have forgotten Krishna. And the whole process is to revive our consciousness to Krishna. For that purpose, Krishna comes himself, or Krishna keeps this Bhagavad Gita for you, or Krishna sends his consciousness as devotees to you, to canvas it, come to you. And be happy. That is the whole thing. So Atmarati is self-satisfaction. You find at Vrindavan, so many great devotees, just like this Goswami, about whom we pray daily. Now, about them, it is stated, Tattvātu namase samandala patisanin sadātu uchavat. Now, these people are very auspicious. Mandalapati. Mandalapati means leader of great society. So, the giver. When they join Lord Chaitanya's movement, the giver, that design from ministership. The Navartha was very such a sorry. He was concerned that he cannot resign from this post, then the whole thing will be, whole my plan, whole my kingdom will be lost. He, I cannot allow to resign. But they decided that, no more. Then the Navartha told him, then I put him into under internment. So he was put into jail. So anyway, they came out, saw this fact is narrated. Tattvat vurnam masesa mandalapati sanin sadastucha. Tucha means insignificant. Such high post and position, they left everything. Why? Bhukva dina ganesa kaukarunaya kaupina kanthasuto. And for doing good to the poor conditioned souls, they came to Vrindavan and become just like merely poor beggars. Their appearance became, the description is that living in a underneath a tree, one night underneath one tree, and next night another underneath, and taking dried, rejected bread given by the neighbors. In this way they are living. But what was their happiness? Happiness was Gopi Bhavara Samritabhilahari Tallola Magano Sada Balle Rupa Sanatana Lavi. They are always absorbed in thought of Krishna, how Krishna is having his substance, his activity, by thinking. So they could forget their material prosperity in exchange of thinking Krishna. So here it is said that just to offer it to you. So they haven't got to do anything sacrifice or this or that, because they are absorbed in Krishna thought. Absorbed in Krishna thought. So here Krishna says that anyone please absorb in such thoughts of his self-realization, then he hasn't got to perform this ritual, this and that and that. Of that, Atmarati is this, Lord Chaitanya's introduction. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Ram. Where, just like we give glory, Thakur Haridas ki jai. Thakur Haridas, he was a Mahamudan during this moment. He was a Mahamudan old man. Yes, his photograph is also there. His name was Ibrahim. And he likes to chant the Hare Krishna. Hare Ram, 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 Ram. He took his only business of chanting. He was chanting daily three lakh means 300,000 chanting. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, this Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. This is 60. By one stretch, you can chant 60. Now, you can make your arrangements if you want to increase, so that Thakur Haridas, he used to chant 300,000 times daily. 300,000 times daily. That's half only today. But he had no other thing. People become envious. One Brahmin Janinda in the village, he became very envious. This man is violent. Yes, he is getting so much respect. I am a Brahmin, I am a Janinda, and nobody cares for me. He should be giving some lesson. So he called a beautiful prostitute. Well, I shall give you such and such sum of rupees if you can, make a fall down of this man, this young man. He was young man. Thakur Haridas was at that time about 25 years old, young man. So that prostitute, there was agreement. Is this thing for me? You give me such and such money. I shall get him all that. So one day, that prostitute very nicely dressed, and at midnight, and when he was chanting, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, and the prostitute sat down before him, and the Thakur said, why you have come? He disclosed his intent, disclosed her intent, that you are such a nice, strong man, so I have come to embrace it. Very good. Very good. You sit down. You sit down. Let me finish. Let me finish my chanting, Hare Krishna, because I have got a vow for chanting and so many, so it is now almost finished. As soon as finished, you are very good. So, by chanting, it became morning. That prostitute became restless. I'm very sorry because I could not finish my chanting. Therefore, we could not enjoy that. All right, he comes this evening, this night. It's enjoy. So, next, also, night, she came the same way. And the same business, same thing. And he said, let me finish, then I shall finish. Then in the 3 days, after 3 days, the prostitute becomes wonderful and she fell down on his feet. Sir, this is my intention. I was instructed by this man. So please excuse me and please save me from this nonsense. Then Thakur Haridas replied, yes, I could understand your intention and who has sent you and knew everything. But because you have come to my shelter, I stayed here for 3 days just to convert. Otherwise, I would have gone the very same from this place. Anyway, you have come to your senses. Now, give up this nonsense business. Sit down here. And you also start. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna. I am going from here. So that, first you should become a great devotee. She also. But this is it. That's so. But this is called Atmavati. Atmavati. If this moment is spread, then people will be self-satisfied. He will be no more hankering for any artificial thing. As soon as she goes on realizing the transcendental nature of Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Rama, Rama Hare Hare, he will see himself fully satisfied. Nothing can enchant him. Nothing can drag him from this platform. And for him, there is nothing to do. So that is the stage. That is a stage decided by God, Krishna, that if somebody comes to this stage of life, he hasn't got to do anything of religious life or this or that, meditation or reading or blood. Naiva tasya kritena artha na akritena kachana natasya sarubhuteshu kvasti vartha vipasaya. If somebody comes to that stage of life, atmanandi, self-satisfaction, then his activities have also no react. Just like this Thakur Haridas. Thakur Haridas was a man in renowned sort of a life. Now, for him, there is injunction that those who are in a renowned sort of life, they should not sit down in a secluded place with omen. Why? A renowned sort of man, the Shastra injunction is that, so far Vedic literatures are concerned, they are very much strict about association, free association of man and woman. They are very much strict. They have compared woman as fire and man as being a pot of butter. So, according to strict Vedic principles, except one's own wife, nobody sits down in a private place with woman, even if she happens to be a mother, even if she happens to be a daughter, even if she happens to be a sister. So much restriction. Matra sastra dhitra vānām yukta sanevase. Either she is your mother, either she is your daughter, either she is your sister. Don't sit down in a secluded place. Hello, it's only. So such a speaker is there. Now, Haridas Thakur, at dead of night, a woman came before him and she was sitting, she was chanting. So according to this restriction or injunction, she has committed wrong. No, she has not committed. Because he was trying for her benefit. He was sitting there not with the purpose of self-gratification. He was sitting with that woman with the purpose of converting him to for the self-realization. He had no other intention. His only intention was, well, this poor creature has come to me. Never mind whatever his intention is. And if I am elevated, if I have anything relationship with my Supreme Lord, I must do something good to this poor creature so that his life also may become successful. That was his case. She has no other interest. Therefore, naivata sakritena anartha. Therefore, for him, there is no restriction. There is no restriction. And lakritena yaha paschana. And neither he has got any obligation that he has to do this or that. Neither by doing he has got any reaction, or neither by not doing he has to pay something, default something like that. Natasu sarvabhute sutka si artha bapasaya, and he has no relation with anybody to get anything from them. Now, so far, this self-satisfaction stage is concerned, Sukhdev Goswami is the ideal person. He was living late. And in the early in the morning, he would stand up in any householder's door, because in India still, I think here also, the system is there. Those who have got private cows, they milk the cow all in the morning. All in the morning, if the cow is milked, it gives the proper quantity. That is the system. Before sunrise. So, Sukhdev Goswami, and the whole day's business was that he would go to a householder, because in India, still, the system is a householder keeps at least, in the village, at least 10 to 12 cows. But he hasn't got to pay anything for keeping this. The cows go to the pasturing ground, and in the evening comes back, and some grass, dry grass, which is a byproduct of the grain, that is offered to us at instead in place. He offers milk. So milk in the village is still, it is available very easily. Without any expenses. Now, Sukhdev Goswami, because his whole life business was just to stand before a householder's door, because every householder is milking, and people know that the family or this sage has come to get some milk. Or Baba, whatever you want to get, so what, say 1 pound, or less than 1 pound drinks and gold. The whole thing is finished. So Sukhdev Goswami was doing like that. He wouldn't go anywhere. And he simply, early in the morning, he would stand before a householder's door and get little milk, and the whole day he would travel naked. He has recommended that why you are anxious. Those who are in the renowned sort of life, those who have left the world, simply for self-spiritual realization. So, Sukhdev Goswami advises that if you have actually left home for spiritual realization, then you haven't got any problem for maintaining your life. There's no problem. So, he recommends, Sirani Kingna Patisanti. Well, I am naked, of course, you do not wish to run out as naked, you require some cloth. All right, find out some cloth in the street. There are so many cloths thrown in the street. You can pick up one of them. So your cloth problem is there. So, Sirani Kingna Patisanti. Disanti Vikram Nayampi Angripa. Angripa means trees, they have got fruits, so you can ask a tree, apple tree, to give you some apples to eat. So your clothing and eating problem is solved. Or then your shelter, Buddha Guhati, you find out some cave, a very nice place. So the house problem is solved. Then water, there are many rivers. There is no other problem. So he has recommended like that. Actually, in India,
see that a person who do not care or anything of the world, they are atmosphere. Atmosphere, they are self-satisfied. Doesn't care. Doesn't care for anything. So for that person, there is no need of doing any yoga or purifying their activities or so many things as recommended by the Lord. They have nothing. Tatma, asatta satatam kajyam karma samachara, asatta jyataram karma param atmoti uddha. Now, what is this meaning of this atmosphere? The meaning of atmosphere is that one has to be situated in full spiritual consciousness and aloof from material engagement. That is the samantara. So, the same thing can be practiced by us. Because we may find difficulty, we may think, how it is possible to become like Sukhdev Goswami? No, it is not possible. The real fact is Krishna is explaining here that don't be attached to your result of the activity. Just become free. Now, for maintenance of your body, you have to do something. That's all. But you don't be attached to that work. You are simply to, because you have got this body, you have to maintain it so that the body and soul can be maintained and you have to perform this spiritual realization. Just to keep the body nicely, not neglecting the body, but become detached from the bodily attachment. To just try to Juktahara, and to take food is not forbidden. But you have to take food only just to maintain your body, not for and to the taste of your palate or tongue. That should be said. You should live, you should eat to live. You should not live to eat. That should be your life principle. Tasmad sapta, tasmad asapta satatam, asapta. Don't be attached. Kajan karma samasa. Do your duty, as duty, as you are duty bound, but don't be attached to that. What? Because you should always know that your real work is self-realization. Asapta jhataran karma param atmati kulta. And if you practice like that, then the same perfection of life will attain. Don't be attached to your work. Don't be attached unattached. Nidbandhi Krishna Sambandhi Jitta Jitta Vivagamuchya Panasattas Vishan Vitharam Upadam. The same advice is given in several places that work, but do not work with attachment. Yes. To make the best use of a bad body, that's all. Go on working like that. Tasmad asapta satatam kajam karma samachara asapta jhacharam karma param aproti purusha. And if you continue your work unattached like that, then the result will be that you will also reach that perfection and stage of life as the devotion. Karmanaiva hi saṃsiddhīṁ āśrito janakādaya loka saṃghāmeva api saṃkastam kastam. So, you haven't got to give up your work, your duty. Yes. Don't go on doing your duty. But make your point that my life's main business is self-realization. You give more importance to that point of life, not to the point of that I shall earn more and enjoy. No, that's it. That is called non-attachment. So if we go on working in non-attachment and culture our self-realization, then gradually we shall come to the perfection of one.
Thank you very much. Now if there is any question.